So the third Sunday in Advent is taken from Philippians. The epistle is taken from Philippians chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou not be Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them, "I baptize with water, but there has stood one in the midst of you whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Please be seated. Take courage and fear not. Behold, our God will come and save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we continue in this Advent time period, we can see how the church, one, encourages us with that our Lord is coming. We see in the Mass itself, it says that our Lord is nigh, our Lord is near. And so there is that encouragement to try to help us as we prepare ourselves. And that is, we can say, the purpose of this Advent time period. It is something that I preached on, it is something that I've mentioned to you, of how we must try to prepare our souls. Because if our Lord is coming, and we know that He is, well, therefore we have to be ready. And it's interesting to see how in the Mass itself, it talks about how the people knew our Lord not. Because it was one of the questions, because they wanted to try to find out who St. John was. Here you have one who had a holiness of life, he was baptizing. So in some appearances, he seemed to be the Messiah. He seemed to be the one that was to come. And so then they go through and ask him, you know, "Who are you then? You know, are you the Christ?" And he says, "No." And they said, "Well, then are you Elias? Are you a prophet?" And he answers no to all of it. Because St. John knew, we can say he knew his place. He knew he was the one that was preparing them, trying to help them to understand that the Messiah was coming, and so therefore, they must be ready. But when they ask him about, you know, why are you baptizing? Are you the Messiah? And he said, "There's one amongst you that you know not." There is one that is the Messiah. But you have chosen not to follow him. You have chosen not to recognize that he is the Messiah. And so we see the famous words, "He came unto his own, but his own received him not." I mean, that you see in the last gospel. And it was something that for St. John, that is why then, as I mentioned to you before on previous Sundays, that he was this voice that was crying out in the wilderness. Crying out, and they didn't listen to him. So now as we continue to go closer, get closer and closer to the Feast of Christmas, you know, to the world, they've had their Christmas decorations up for a long time. And granted, we can't follow that pattern in the preparation. We have to see as the church and the liturgy tells us and gives to us. But we certainly also don't need to go to the opposite extreme. And so that's why if some of you find it strange that I'll do it on the 17th, it's not a matter of time period necessarily. It is a matter of focusing on what is important. It's a matter of understanding of how serious it is that our soul must be prepared for the coming of our Lord. And so whether you stick up Christmas decorations on the 17th, fine. Whether you stick them up on Christmas Eve, fine too. That's what we have to get outside of just, more or less, I can say, a letter of the law. Okay, we can't follow the way of the world, and now it's, who knows when it is, around Halloween, they put out their Christmas decorations or whatever it is. It used to be Thanksgiving was like the telling sign. But now it's like, you know, they throw them up around Halloween at the same time. And so we certainly cannot follow that. But then we also have to then try to understand. We've been taking this time to prepare our soul. We've been listening to St. John the Baptist as he tells them, make straight the path, do penance, the kingdom of God is at hand. And then when they even question him specifically, well then fine, who are you? You know, basically, what are you doing here? And he tries to explain to them, he tries to tell them what he is doing. Until finally he says to them, I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness. I wonder what questions they had after that statement. I mean, can you imagine just being there and seeing he says something like that, and then for them, it's kind of like, what do you mean by that? You know, what is he saying to us? That he is a voice crying out in the wilderness. As I mentioned to you before, it is one. You cry out in the wilderness, no one will hear you. And so for St. John, that is how he felt because they did not listen. And they were not preparing themselves because they didn't accept the Messiah. And then he even specifically says to them, there is one amongst you that you know not. And it's not just because they haven't met our Lord. Because our Lord would go through and our Lord would do miracles. He would preach. He would be amongst them, and that's why it's interesting to see when they finally came to apprehend our Lord, what he says to them, I've been amongst you all this time preaching in the temple, and now you come to take me. And so these are things that we must meditate upon. These are things that we must contemplate ourselves. We have this time period of Advent to prepare our soul. You know, has it been just a lost cause for us? We still have time, thanks be to God. We still have time to prepare ourselves. You know, basically 2 weeks' time. To still try to prepare ourselves. But up until now, has it been a lost cause for you? And have you really thought about preparing your soul? Yes, we can hear the epistle, we can hear the gospel, but if it doesn't do anything for us, if it doesn't change anything for us, I mean, what good is that? I mean, we clearly are the ones that St. John is talking about then. That we know not God, we don't understand it. So then what are we doing? How are we preparing ourselves? I mean, that is why we must then listen to the Word of God. That is why we must try to prepare our soul for this. And why St. John was so adamant then in trying to get the people to understand that the kingdom of God was here at hand. And we understand that too, or at least we should. We should understand that the kingdom of God is at hand at any moment. God has come the first time. Now we're preparing second for his second coming. But we're also preparing our soul for it. We have to try to take these last than 2 weeks to really focus then on receiving the graces from our Lord. And trying to understand that the penances that we do are meant to bring graces. It is not meant just to show we can do it, or it's not meant just to do anything and just call it good. Because we see very clearly from the words of our Lord, from the words of St. John in the Gospel, the reception of our Lord is not automatic for us. It is not automatic just because you come to Mass here that you're going to receive those graces. It is only if we are prepared. It is only if our soul is ready for that. And so that is why then in trying to understand the spirit of Advent and what does it mean for us? Why is it a time period of preparation? Because I'm sure for all of us in some ways, the year flies by. It is already nearing the end of a calendar year. And we can ask ourselves the question, where has time gone? But that will also be something that our Lord will ask us too. What have you done with the time I've given you? How have you used that time? And so it is good for us to try to understand this. It is good for us to try to consider, to contemplate, to think about. One, have we prepared our soul for the Feast of Christmas? But more importantly, do we live a life that will have the reception of our Lord into our soul? And it doesn't need to just be answered during the Advent time period. It is something that is year-round. Do we realize that? Do we realize clearly that our Lord is meant to come into our soul? He is meant to live there. But yet a lot of times, we live our life away from that. And so we have to ask the question, you know, do we receive our Lord? Or are we the same ones that is spoken in the last gospel? That as he comes to his own, they know him not. They do not accept him. And the punishment for us will be much more severe because of that. Because we do know him, we just don't accept him. And so that is what we must try to then consider. Just as St. John prepared for his mission, prepared for what God was calling him to, he spent it in time in prayer and sacrifice. He spent it out in the desert, away from other things to think. And so we too must think. We must try to prepare. As I say, to at least try to then take the last 2 weeks in preparing for the coming of our Lord. Otherwise, there will be graces that are lost. It will be a time period that will be lost, and then what? We can claim, yes, wait till next year. I'll do it right next year. And then what happens? Same old, same old. We're in the same boat as we were last year. And then we just continue down that path. And so the whole meaning of Advent is awaiting the coming of our Lord. We know that, we understand that. But have we done anything about that? And that is why I mentioned to you last week, you know, the penances that we take on, they should be something that does make an effect upon us. They should be something that changes us, helps us to see helps us to see the state of our soul, helps us to understand where are we. Have we accepted our Lord, or have we not? Have we rejected our Lord just as the Pharisees have? And so that is why when we have this joy, this lessening of, in a sense, the complete penance during the time period of Advent with Gaudete Sunday, understand why there is this joy. Because our Lord is coming. But it is a joy that is shared by those that are prepared for our Lord's coming. If we haven't prepared for our Lord's coming, it will be something that is harder for us then. We won't have that joy because we will realize we are expected to accept our Lord. We are expected to live a better life, and we haven't. So there's not much joy in that. So the joy is, yes, for those that are preparing well for our Lord. That is why they would rejoice at this time, because our Lord is coming. But if you wasted your whole Advent time period, well, as the clock keeps ticking, it just shows to us we've wasted more time. So I doubt that's really that joyful for you. So when the church tells us to rejoice today, it is with good reason, yes. Behold, our Lord will come and he will save us. He will save those who accept him. He's not going to force himself on us. He will only save us if we accept him. And accepting it means that we live a life that is pleasing to God. We live a life that God would want to come into our soul. And that is clearly why St. John, they thought he was the Messiah, because he was living that life pleasing to God. He was doing all he could to show that. But then we see very clearly with St. John, telling his disciples, behold the Lamb of God. Now this is the one that we are waiting for. And then the famous, I must decrease, he must increase. You know, I must go to the background. He has come now. I've done my job. I step back, and there is our Lord. And so we see very clearly with St. John, he knew what he was doing. He prepared by going to the desert. He wanted to listen to the Word of God and then to preach it. And he did practice what he preached very clearly. But he told them, there is one that is preferred before me, the latch of whose shoe I am not even worthy to unlatch. This coming from the one that they thought was the Messiah. And our Lord, remember, says, behold, I sent an angel before your face. And this is the one that is saying he's not even worthy. Not even worthy to unlatch in his shoe. So let us take this opportunity to examine our soul. Because don't lose on the time that God gives to us. Prepare now to make a good confession before the feast of Christmas. But don't let it become where it's just Christmas and Easter and that's the only times. How can we say that's pleasing to God? I mean, lose that mentality. Change now. Make the change now that it will be something that you will always try to be pleasing to God. That you will always try to live your life. But think about how many missed opportunities it is. And as I say, that'll be something that God will ask us why. All the Holy Communions that we miss, all the times that we maybe should have gone to confession and we didn't, even though it's here, even though it's available to you. And why? We wanted that extra sleep? Didn't have time to come? I mean, can you imagine saying that to Almighty God? Heaven help us. So that is why during this time period, take it seriously. Yes, Advent isn't as severe in terms of the penances, what the church requires of us. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do anything. It doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything for our soul to help us. That is something that we must do. And the church has been telling us from the beginning of Advent, the beginning of the liturgical year, prepare now, because you have no idea when our Lord will come. That is why I mentioned to you, at the end of the liturgical year, the beginning of the liturgical year, the gospel is the same. It is the signs of the end of the world. It is the signs of when our Lord will come again. And now we prepare for, yes, our Lord coming. But as I say, think about all the missed opportunities then. But you have time now to do something about it. You have the opportunity that God gives to you. And that is clearly what St. John was trying to tell them. Your redemption is at hand. Grab hold. Hold on to that redemption. Because that is what will carry you to heaven. And so, yes, take courage. Fear not if we understand this. Because our Lord will come, and He will save us. And so that, as I say, is the joy that we're saying that our Lord is nigh. That is what we're being exhorted to, is to understand that. But first and foremost, we must make straight the path in our own soul before our Lord will come and save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.